Welcome to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel talking about being up on the roof with our friends with Quality Roofing Solutions. Benjamin Murphy is here. He is their director of marketing. Good morning to you, Ben.
Hey, Meg. Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. It's time to talk about roofs.
Let's just drift on up there.
Oh, ba-dum-bum. Boy, everybody's got the puns this morning.
You can't help but just kind of groove when that song comes on. But
I love the drifters, right?
Yeah.
It just takes you right back.
Well, and, you know, I'll get right into it. I want to say working with Quality Roofing Solutions is just like working with the drifters. Just put all those worries away. You don't have to worry about what's going up on the roof. We got you.
Yeah, absolutely. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Quality Roofing Solutions? We might have some folks that are not that familiar with what y'all do.
Absolutely. Happy to be here, of course. Love coming and talking with the Pep Radio listeners. And for those who don't know the Quality Roofing Solutions brand, we are locally owned and operated roofing contractor serving both residential and commercial customers from Escambia County, the Mobile area, all the way through to Panama City and Walton County. So if anything from a repair to a replacement, of course, shingle, metal, tile, we are your roofing experts, and we're here to answer any questions that you might have about roofing.
Well, there you go. Well, this is a good time, isn't it, to be thinking about that as we approach the H season. I don't say that dirty word on this show, but it is right around the corner, believe it or not. And is this a good time to maybe have someone come out and take a look at your roof and see that you're in good shape for the season?
Absolutely, Meg. You know, we're here in the studio and you've got some of the weather radar maps up and we see a lot of rain coming through, of course, today.
North of us, there was some scary weather.
Absolutely. In this past weekend, we had some much-needed rain. And I think customers or homeowners may underestimate the value of those kind of rainstorms in that they really give you the opportunity to see what's going on with the roofing system, especially after we've had such a dry winter.
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain this week. Does that rain like that actually change what you're seeing out in the field, or is that more of a homeowner perception thing?
I would say more so the former, in that we have had a lot of customers with repair issues going on. Like I said, when you get those heavy downpours of rain, when you haven't had any rain for a few months, it really can present issues if there are any. So we've had a lot of repair calls this past week. Our guys have been doing a great job handling those, and even saw an emergency tarping situation come in where our team was able to handle. So, everything from those kinds of instances, of course, to a few days ago when we had beautiful sunshine, we were doing full retail roof replacements, right, which is, of course, what we handle a majority of the time. So seeing a little bit of everything. And then I'll also, just for those listeners that may not be aware, give a shout out to our gutters team. We have an in-house gutters team that, of course, does installations with our roof replacement crews, but more often than not, they're serving customers who have had a roof replacement in the past, couple of years, and now they're making that investment in gutters.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when you see all that heavy rain coming down and it's pooling by the front door, that's not where you want it to be going.
No. And, we mentioned this last time you were here, but my neighborhood has just been inundated. I don't know what's going on, but
in like a swimming pool in the middle of your street? Is that what's going on?
Well, it's the yellow pollen and the oak leaves that have just seemed to be nonstop. My car has been covered consistently every day. So it's really crazy out there. And if I had gutters, Yep. You want to make sure those are cleared out.
Absolutely. And, you know, to that point, I spent quite a bit of time a couple weeks ago blowing all the leaves out of the yard and getting all the spring cleaning outside done, if you will. And one thing that I noticed in my house is that I had some of those leaves piling up in the valleys of the roof, which, mm-hmm. you know, it's the point where usually like over your garage. And when that those leaves start to pile up, water from those rainstorms, it can kind of dam up in those areas. And it can, if sat there too long, it can create wet spots and not only stain the shingles, but ultimately seep through or back up into the decking. So if you've got, you know, leaves on the roof and in the gutters, making sure you get those things cleared out is really important for just making sure your home is the safest it can be. And that roof is giving the opportunity to do everything it can.
Right. Well, with all of this kind of going on weather-wise, so what is Quality Roofing Solution? What is your focus this time of year?
Responsiveness. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we really feel like a customer should not have to chase down their contractor or play phone tag with them or feel like they're ghosting them and not calling them back at all.
Right, that's the worst.
So we've got a team that is there, of course, answering phone calls, but we've got team members that are out in the field, estimators who are working with customers to help diagnose issues if they are going on. Not just giving sales pitches, but diagnosing if there's an issue going on, mm-hmm. we're going to let you know about it. But more so, and we'd love to give this news too, if your roof system is fine, we're going to tell you that too. You know, as a homeowner myself, to have an expert come out that can give me guidance, and if my roof system still has some time, I can have a proactive plan of, okay, maybe I've got 3 or 5 years left on this roof. I can start planning for that mm-hmm. versus having to be reactive.
Emergency planning.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I mean, when there's a storm or, you know, a hurricane coming through, like, that's not the time to figure out if your roof system is ready to handle it.
Right. So you have, in addition to all that's going on in terms of the actual clients and people getting out and about, you also have some events coming up that you wanted to tell our listeners about that sound pretty interesting to me.
Yeah. I thought this might be a little bit of an opportunity to just give our listeners a bit more insight of who Quality Roofing is and, of course, the customers that we serve. We work with homeowners a majority of the time, but we also have quite a presence in the multifamily and apartment complex community. So tonight we're actually going to be in the Mobile Bay Area. This is a nice little short name, Mobile Bay Area Apartment Association.
I have some notes here. Ben's always good about giving me some notes, and it says MBAAA. I thought, wow, that's an acronym.
Did he hold on to the A button too long in his keyboard?
I was like, what is that?
But no, these folks are fantastic. The MBAAA mm-hmm. Does an incredible job of bringing different apartment and multifamily associations and companies together in this trade show that they do every year.
Where is the trade show?
It's at the Mobile Bay or the Mobile
Civic Center
Waterfront Civic Center.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a really great venue. And it's an opportunity, again, for different partners in the industry to come together. And we have an opportunity to have a booth there. So we're going to be seeing a lot of the folks that we know from that industry. And then we've also got another event that we're going to be working with the Association of Builders and Contractors of Northwest Florida here next Thursday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting, Meg, to see the organization grow in this way that we've got team members that are going to be doing some work over Mobile. This one next week is going to be at the fairgrounds in Pensacola.
What's the name of that one?
That is BuilderCon.
Oh, okay.
Pretty cool name, that one.
That is, because it used to be trade shows were expos. And
BuilderCon. Yeah.
Okay, I like that. That's a little different.
Which, you know, again, is a great opportunity for different contractors, commercial businesses to come together and just learn about new trends, new technology, showcase some new products. So if there's anybody that's interested in those, of course, I would encourage you to reach out to the MBAA event is happening today. Actually, it's in progress right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you could just drive over there today.
Yeah, I think so. I believe that's how it is. You might have to register. Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But then BuilderCon is going to be next Thursday, and I believe that's a more of a afternoon-evening event, so folks can have an opportunity to maybe go after work or something like
that. Sure. Okay. We're talking with Ben Murphy, the Director of Marketing with Quality Roofing Solutions, and this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, which means he's the expert on roofing for this next, the rest of the remainder of this half hour. So if you have a question, text it into Pep Talk, our expert panel, at 850-437-1620. So, Ben, we've got a couple of questions that have come in this morning.
Love it.
A comment, which is kind of nice, from Earl. He says, a neighbor told me that when Quality redid their roof a couple of years ago, he was extremely satisfied with the price, but also the quality of the work. Is it possible to pay extra and get an extended labor and materials warranty?
That's a great question. Well, thank you for the kind feedback there, Earl. We do have some extended warranty options that will give you an extended warranty on the life of the shingle. And just something that our listeners may not know, Quality Roofing Solutions, we offer a 10-year workmanship warranty on every
great
roof replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And the primary shingle that we utilize, CertainTeed brand shingle, has a 15-year standard warranty on it as well. So out of the gate, you're getting that, which is really fantastic. But if you would like that additional protection, because of the amount of work that we do with CertainTeed and how much product of theirs we use,
mm-hmm.
we actually have a select rating with them. We're Shingle Master Select, so we have an ability to offer a higher level warranty than maybe others in the area do.
Oh, that's so great. Okay,
yeah.
So how can they reach out to you to get that information?
That's a great question. We've got a lot of great resources on our website, qualityroofingsolutions.com, but I would really encourage you to get in touch with our team and give them a shout. Talk to one of our team members. They can answer any questions you might have, and that phone number is 850-788-7691.
So write that down. Okay, I've got another question for you. Do you tar flat roofs?
We do. That is something we do. We haven't done that in quite a while. We've seen some different technologies coming around. We've seen a lot of people utilizing different roof coating systems that can help extend the life of those roofs. But we have done tar work and can do that. We've got an incredible commercial estimator, Max, who's been in.
Max. Yeah, he's very smart.
He's a rock star. He's a veteran in the roofing industry. He's been a fantastic fit with the Quality Roofing team, and he could definitely answer any questions you might have or come out and give you an idea of what you got going on.
Okay, got another question that comes in. Now, I love this one. It says it's my neighbor, but have you ever done that thing where I'm asking for a friend?
Maybe.
I'm highly suspicious on this one. I hope that my listener's laughing. But it says, neighbor's roof has some shingles at the corner seam that are loose. House is 5 years old. Would a roofer still be able to repair under warranty? How would they be able to find the roofer, the permit office?
Great question. Hopefully the roofer they utilized pulled a permit. That
okay.
is something that every licensed roofer should do. And so, yes, the county's permit office should have that information. You should be able to even look it up online using mm-hmm. their online tool. And depending on the roofing issue, that could be something that is covered under warranty. Sometimes with those shingles backing out, those could be nail pops. The nails have started to kind of work themselves out of that wood decking underneath. That's why you're seeing those shingles pop up. But yeah, at 5 years old, I would absolutely encourage them to look up who did that work and have them, give them a call. And if it's still under warranty, ask them to come out. If not, and it seems like a bit of a challenge, we'd love an opportunity to just come out and make sure your neighbor's got a nice secure roof so it doesn't come into become a neighborhood problem.
Well, and this may sound like a silly question, but can you do that? Just come in and repair a corner of the roof, or do you have to do the whole thing, or how does all that work? How do you decide when the roof needs to be replaced?
Yeah, we have the ability, we can repair roofs. I believe the code is you can repair up to 40% of a roof before it has to be replaced.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize it had a code. Okay.
Yeah. So that's something that's very important, but we've absolutely can do things like that and have done things like that. You often see that again in like valleys or the corners of homes where there may be a little bit more exposed, or sometimes right at the ridges. Mm-hmm. So there is absolutely an opportunity to do repair work. And we've done in the past where we've had, you know, we've tracked down maybe out of date or out of products that aren't being produced anymore to try to match them, you
right.
know, because that can sometimes be where you run into issues, if you will, is trying to get the best the product to match if you have to do a bit of a replacement. But our team does incredible work, and depending on the status of the shingle or the ones that are starting to back out, sometimes they can do the work underneath and use those existing shingles.
Okay, so I got another question that just came in. This is Pep Talk, your expert panel on roofing this half hour, and Ben Murphy is here with Quality Roofing Solutions. This is an interesting question. Do you do solar panels?
So we don't handle solar panels ourselves, mm-hmm. because you need to have an electrical license because of the disconnect from
right.
from the power. So what we recommend in the instance that a customer is interested in solar panels, we work with a local contractor, Sun Farms, who does really incredible work. We recommend them if they are interested. One thing to note, if you are interested in solar panels, again, if you do have some sort of roofing issue in the future, you would have to contact the solar roofing company or the solar panel company and have them remove the panels before a roofer could do the work.
Oh, I see. So, yeah. you're not allowed to remove those panels.
And then you would also have to have that solar company come back out and reattach them. So
okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
I think the concept of solar is fantastic. Being in the roofing trade, I'm a little bit more cautious about it because of how you have to attach it to the roof system and just these additional considerations that homeowners might not be aware of.
Gotcha. Okay. Talking with Ben Murphy with Quality Roofing Solutions. If you've got a question for him, 850-437-1620. You have a couple of big events. You've got the MBA, I like saying this, the MBAAA Expo tonight in Mobile. And then you have BuilderCon next week. That one sounds really interesting. And that's going to be at the fairgrounds, you said?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
That sounds very interesting. So one of the things, too, that we have here with Quality Roofing Solutions that I think is really important is that you all will come out and take a look at the homeowner's situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's kind of crazy to say it's something that's unique, but I feel like one thing that does make us unique is we want to come out and see you at the property, see mm-hmm. you at the home. That's really going to give our estimator the opportunity to give you the best understanding of what's going on with that roof, allow them to walk on that roof system. Given the opportunity, our guys are going to get in the attic to see what's going on, see if they can identify any issues there. So really making sure that the homeowner has a full understanding of what's going on. Our team does an incredible job with documentation, with photos, mm-hmm. And making sure you have an understanding of what's going on with their roof. Our listener that had that question earlier, you know, they're going to take photos of those nails or those shingles that they see popping up. We don't expect the homeowner to climb up there on the roof with us and do an inspection. That's why our guys are there to give them that insight. And, you know, one thing I think it's also important to mention, and I'm really proud of our team for building a reputation of trust. We've done a great job of letting our customers know that if there's going to be an issue, we're going to stand by them. Being in the community for 20 years now, we're not a fly-by-night roofer.
Right. Which we see a lot of those during the season.
You do. And, you know, we would... we hate when those things happen and somebody is having an issue 5, 7, 8 years after a storm and they can't even track down the person or company that did the roof. So, you know, I want our listeners to know our team is here to answer any questions. We're a company that builds roofs, but we're built on integrity. And so it's really important for us that our audience knows that we're here to give them honest advice. And again, if there's not an issue with your roof, we'd love to tell you that. But if there's something that needs to be addressed, we're going to tell you that as well.
Okay. Well, we've got a couple more questions coming in, so we're going to try to get to them with the few minutes that we have left. I understand that solar panels often void the warranty on a roof. Is that the case? And are there any other concerns or cautions we might need to think about before we put solar panels on a roof?
I believe the void can vary from manufacturer to manufacturer, but more than often, yes, it is going to avoid that warranty because you need to drill into the roof system to attach those solar panels. And that's, I don't want to dissuade anyone or speak ill of a trade by any means, but I would really be cautious of the solar panels. If there's a way that you could do like a ground system or something where it's not attached to your roof.
An idea. Yeah.
You know, just something to, putting holes in your brand new roof system is just not where you would really want to start.
Okay, that's a good answer, diplomatic answer.
Thank you.
Okay, another question is, if someone's going to be selling their house and their roof has reached age 15 years, is the insurance company going to require anything special or perhaps a new roof?
Great question. More often than not, they are going to require a replacement.
And I've heard that because we have some other folks that come on this show that talk about that situation.
Yes, ma'am. You know, homeowners have gotten that dreaded cancellation letter.
Yes, the letter is what I hear about.
You've got 30 days to replace your roof or we're dropping you or your insurance rates, you know, triple. But more often than not, we see at that 12 to 15 year mark that, especially on a sale, the insurance companies want you to go ahead and replace that roof.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just so folks know, we have the ability to do roofs where we can cover them and pay them out of escrow. We do a lot of work with real estate agents and real estate transactions, so we understand the timelines of how those operate. But it's also really important if you are looking at selling your home and looking at replacing that roof, think of the most appealing color option, if you will. You want to be pretty generic in your selections, just to make sure you're appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Or work it in with your buyer and where they can cover. You'll pay for the roof out of closing, but let them cover which color they want and, you know, give them that opportunity to.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I mean,
so they can have a say in it too.
Absolutely. This is their new home. Why not give them that opportunity? And those are all options and insights I've learned even as marketing director, just talking with our team of like, man, these are really good considerations that I might not have thought of if I hadn't been around so many roofs every day.
Okay, well, we've had some great questions for our listeners this morning, so thanks so much for texting in.
Great job.
So if someone is listening today and they want to get in touch with Quality Roofing Solutions, whether it's about the rain this week, just in case, or just getting your roof looked at, so where do they go? How do they get in touch with you?
We've got an incredible amount of resources available on our website at qualityroofingsolutions.com. Although, again, I encourage you to reach out to our team directly at 850-788-7691. They are all very friendly people, happy to answer any questions that you might have. Of course, if you've got an issue maybe going on with your roof, we're here to help you. We can go ahead and schedule an appointment. Yes, I said schedule an appointment because we value your time and we want to make sure that you know exactly what's going on with your roof.
And one of the things you mentioned is that when you schedule an appointment, you show up at the appointment time.
That's
it's
pretty
not
important.
We're going to be there from 8 to 5. And
that's
That's a good thing, too.
That's right.
Okay, what's that phone number one more time, Ben?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 850-788-7691. Have a quality day, Meg.
There you go. It's always a pleasure to have you here, Ben. Quality Roofing Solutions. Check it out. This is the time to do it.